أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah Azza wa Jal allowed the Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of the cave, to enjoy certain special arrangements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in place for them so that they may sleep for this lengthy period of time and so that they may not suffer in any way. Their bodies do not deteriorate and they remain healthy and they remain alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sun, how Allah allowed direct sunlight not to affect their bodies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of where in the cave they had fallen asleep. Allah azza wa jal spoke of how their eyes remained opened while they were fast asleep. Allah spoke of the tilting of their bodies and the moving of their bodies from one side to another while they were asleep. Allah even spoke of the dog that had followed them and that remained outside at the mouth of the cave. Allah now speaks of the moment when they arose. 300 years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, ayah number 19 of Surah Al-Kahf, وَكَذَٰلِكَ, Allah says, and like that. Allah is drawing a comparison. Like what? Allah is saying, just as how their sleep was a miracle, and how they slept was a ayah, a sign from the signs of Allah, وَكَذَٰلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ. And now similar to that miracle was even another miracle, the fact that we ba'athnahum, we raised them up. We woke them up. We brought them back to their senses. Allah says, kadhalika ba'athnahum. What followed next? When they woke up and they arose from their sleep, liyatasa'alu bainahum. Allah says, that followed them questioning one another and asking one another. When they entered the cave, it was during the early part of the day, during the morning, that is when they had entered the cave. And now when they awoke from their sleep, it was during the evening, the latter part of the day. So they asked one another, لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. One of them asked the others, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ, how long did you remain asleep? How long did you stay here? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا. They said, it must be about a day. It seems as if we slept the entire day. We came here in the morning, and now it's evening. We must have slept the entire day. Oh, ba'da yawm, or maybe not even a full day. It seems like we slept for just a portion of the day, a part of the day. قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. There was some discussion. Others said, no, we must have slept for longer, or maybe more than an entire day. So there was this discussion amongst themselves, and different people, they had different opinions. Eventually, they said, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. There's no point arguing how long we slept for. Your Rabb knows best how long you remained asleep. Of course, they were now starving. After 300 years, they had nothing to eat, so they were very hungry. So they said, okay, let's concentrate on something more important rather than discussing how long we slept. فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ. They decided amongst themselves that let us send one of us. So they said, فَبَعَثُوا, send one of you بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ, with this silver coins, إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, send him to the Medina, send him to the city. Al-Madina is used for a huge city, a big city. So it shows that close to the cave there was a large city, there was a huge city. And they said that we need to eat, so send one of you with the silver coins so that he may go over there to the city to do what? فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. And he should go and see, look which of the food over there is the purest? Consciousness of halal. Because during their time, they knew that all the animals were slaughtered in the name of their gods. So they warned this person who was going, and they said, listen, you're going to bring food, ensure that the food you bring is azka ta'am, the purest of food, the most halal food that you can find. Make sure that the food that you bring is not a food that was slaughtered in the name of some god. It should not be any haram, unlawful food. فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْهُ. So whoever goes should come back with some provisions of food for us so that we may all eat it. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. And they warned the one who was going. And they said to him, they advised him, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. He should be very subtle. Understand that we are wanted and our names have been given out and our names have been announced in the city that we should be killed. So waliyatalattaf. Waliyatalattaf means he should be very discreet. He should be very silent. He should be very subtle when he goes into the city. Disguise himself so that nobody recognizes who he is. Waliyatalattaf, you will notice in the Quran, when you come across this word, waliyatalattaf, it is bold and it is written in a font that is larger than any other word in the Quran. This is to denote that this part or this section is the center of the Quran. In terms of the words of the Quran, this is the middle, the exact middle part of the Quran. Therefore, you find that it is highlighted. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. And they advised the one who was going to purchase food. They said that he should not allow anyone to know of our situation. Nobody should come to know where we are, who we are. So he should be absolutely careful, and he should be very cautious when going into the city and purchasing food for the rest of us. Innahum, one of them said, certainly they, meaning the people of the city, yadhharu alaykum, if they come to know of you, and they come to know of our whereabouts, yarjumukum, they will certainly stone you to death. Because the king warned them that if they were not to forgo the deen, and if they were not prepared to come back into the deen of the people of the city, they will be killed. And at that time, the punishment for abandoning the faith of the king was to be stoned by death. So that's why they said that if the people of the city come to know of you all, they will certainly stone you to death, أو يُعِيدُكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ, or they will force you to return to their creed and to their religion. وَلَن تُفْلِحُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا, and you will never succeed. You will never be successful if you are to go back into the religion of the people of the city. May Allah grant us understanding.